Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% Raw Truth, 100% American Made, the Warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, the root, it's on fire. I'm just looking through some of the big stories today in the news, and I see a story that says Joe Biden shakes hands with the air after incoherent speech in Tampa Bay. He shakes hands with the air like there's someone there, but there's no one there. And you just try and... you try and place that at the same time and place as his State of the Union speech, where, I mean, it was a horrible speech. It was the worst speech since Adolf Hitler. I mean, it was a hateful... no one gives State of the Union speeches where they're hating. I'm gonna put you all in prison. You're all horrible people. It was a ridiculous speech. It was a vicious speech. It was a Soviet-like... you know, and I always say Nazi-like, and people go, Wayne, Nazi-like, what do you mean? Nazis weren't communists. Yes, they were. It was the National Socialist Party of Germany. They were socialists. The Nazis were just like the Soviets. They happened to hate each other. The Soviet dictator tyrants didn't like the Nazi dictator tyrants. And the Soviets didn't necessarily round up and kill every Jew and send them to concentration camps. Different kinds of tyrants, but nonetheless all tyrants into censorship, you know, into lies, into misinformation, into propaganda. And if you didn't believe their propaganda and you went against the dictator, they lined you up and they shot you dead in a firing squad. Very similar from that standpoint. And Biden's speech was like a Soviet slash Nazi slash each German speech in the hatred towards Republicans. And no one should ever allow that, ever, in a State of the Union. But at least he was lucid during the State of the Union. So all of a sudden now he gives an incoherent speech and he shakes hands with the air. And you just wonder, what was the difference? What did they shoot him up with before the State of the Union speech? What you know, what drug do they have? Huey Lewis in the news. What was that song, I Need a New Drug? Wasn't it called I Need a New Drug? This guy needs to be pumped with drugs before he goes out to seem coherent. And evidently, they didn't pump him with enough drugs before he went out to speak in Tampa Bay today. But he was definitely pumped with a lot of drugs before he did the State of the Union. Which drug? I don't know. Is it cocaine? I don't know. Maybe that's why they found cocaine in the White House. Maybe it wasn't Hunter's cocaine after all. It was Joe Biden's cocaine. He sniffs it and suddenly he's coherent for a few minutes. To me, the biggest news story of the day, though, by a mile, is Republican senators calling on Biden to deploy the National Guard to protect Jewish students at Columbia University and other colleges. And you just got to ask, what the F has happened to my United States of America? Oh, my God. You just got to ask. And you got to say, hey, Democrats, you must be really proud. Hey, Biden, hey, Obama, you must be really proud. You've turned America into Gaza. I've been saying for years, they're trying to turn us into a third world crap hole. Well, they've turned us into Gaza, not just any third world crap hole, because no Jew has to worry about going to your children going to college. Will they be safe in Guatemala or El Salvador? No one cares about Jews. It's only in Muslim countries that a Jew's safety is at risk. You've turned America into Gaza. Not just any third world, the worst third world in the world. Thank you, Democrats. I'm going to have to write that column tomorrow. Thank you for turning America into Gaza. The idea that in the United States of America you would need National Guard to protect Jewish students. Do you understand? This is like Selma, Alabama in the 1960s. Do you remember George Wallace, the governor of Alabama? He didn't want the blacks going to school with the whites, and they had to get National Guard to walk the kids to school while people screamed the N-word at them and spit on them and threatened to murder them. That was not a pretty part of America's history. Well, you're there again. And that's ironic, because yesterday I wrote that column. What if instead of Jews, these were blacks? How would Biden react if people were, if white people were wearing white hoods and screaming that we have to kill all the blacks on college campuses like Columbia? I mean, I realize it could never happen. I mean, it's so absurd. You can't even imagine it, let alone it happening. But before this, I couldn't imagine it happening to Jews in America either. I could only imagine it happening in certain European countries where they've never been nice to Jews. You know, it could happen in Germany, you know, with the grandchildren of the Gestapo. It could happen in Argentina, where a lot of the Gestapo went after World War II. You know, and it could happen in any Muslim nation. Arabs live freely and safely in Israel. But a Jew cannot live in Syria. A Jew cannot live in Saudi Arabia. A Jew can't live in Egypt. Jordan is probably the most moderate Muslim nation. A Jew cannot live in Jordan safely without worrying every second about being murdered. And this is now America. Can you believe this? And it doesn't matter if you're not Jewish. That would be the point of my column if I could write this, get up early and write this tomorrow morning. God, I write so many columns now. Matter of fact, I've used up the time to read you my column that I just wrote this morning, which I will open up my Lindell show with, not meaning next hour. I'll do it next hour. The title is, This is 100% Obama, the Columbia University anarchy, the Jew hatred, the America hatred, the rigged communist show trial against Trump, the intentional destruction of America. It's all Obama. This is where it all started with my college classmate, Barack Obama at Columbia. And it's come full circle. You know, I started out with Obama at Columbia in New York City, and now the center of the news and the hatred and the anarchy is Columbia University in New York City. It's come full circle, and I'll read you that commentary to start hour number two, which is my Lindell TV hour as well as my radio hour. But I wanted to say what I'm going to write if I get up early and write it tomorrow is not just how amazing, you know, that Democrats have turned America into Gaza. Aren't you proud of yourselves? But also that for those of you who aren't Jewish and really don't give a damn about Jews, and I get that because, you know, I'm not Polish. So I really don't give a crap about Poland. I'm not Italian, although I was raised in an all-Italian neighborhood, and sometimes I feel much more Italian than Jewish. But Italian-American, I know nothing about Italy. If tomorrow Italy was under attack, I wouldn't give a crap. So I know there's a lot of people out there, and they're not bad people. I get it. You're thinking, I care about America first. Who gives a crap about Israel? Well, who gives a crap about Jews? I'm not Jewish, and I get that. But here's the thing. Remember that famous... that famous, like, poem, I guess you'd call it, from the Holocaust, where, and again, I'll paraphrase, I don't have it in front of me, basically it's first they came for the Jews, and I didn't care, and then they came for the people that were retarded, and I didn't care, and then they came for the disabled, and I didn't care, and then they came for the Catholic priests, and I didn't care, and then they came for me, and there was no one left to care, and they took me away, and I died. You know, that was the basic gist, it's not the exact words, of course, but the basic gist of a very famous bit of poetry, I guess you'd call it, from the Holocaust. And I think it applies here perfectly, because right now, the communist bastards are coming for Jews. Right now, they've opened the borders and let in horrible people that never should have been let into America. I'm not going to say that a Muslim should not be let into America. I don't believe that. I think everyone should be let into America, A, if they come legally, and B, if they never want welfare. But C, as long as they're vetted and they're not from a terrorist Muslim nation, and they themselves do not have a background of terrorism, and they themselves are not haters of Jews and Christians. Because anyone who hates Jews hates Christians. and hates America and hates Western civilization. So I'm warning all of you, this isn't about the Jews, because next they're coming for you. The same lowlife scumbag foreigners and mostly radical Islamic nutjobs that are in the that are at Columbia and other college campuses. And that's mostly what it is. Yeah, there's a few misguided white people, white liberals, and a few misguided Jews, actually. Even in that crowd that hates Israel, some of the Jews are so liberal, they're actually so guilty about their rich families that they're, you know, they're not fans of Israel and they're protesting. But 90% of that crowd is foreign and Islamic, and they got let in by previous administrations, and they got let in by the open border under this administration and the Obama administration. And they don't have American values. America is a Judeo-Christian nation, and the American people have always loved the Jewish people. There's never been a problem. Christians have always loved Jews. There's never been a problem. There are organizations of Christians who constantly fight for Israel, and we appreciate that. And we're a Judeo-Christian nation. Jews and Christians have always worked together. America's here because of two Jews that funded the American Revolution. Without those two Jews putting up their life savings to fund the army of the revolution, you know, the Revolutionary Army of the United States, there wouldn't be an America today. Jews have been here from the beginning. Obama tried to lie and say Muslims have been here from the beginning. Lie. They were never here. There were no Muslims in America. But there were Jews from the very first day, and they financed the American Revolution. It's the reason we have a country. This country has always loved Jews, even if we're the only country in the world that's been kind to Jews. We are it. It always has. And now you've let people in that are not representative of America, and that's the reason this is going on. And after they come after Jews, they'll come after Catholics and Christians and conservatives and capitalists and anybody who's American, anyone who represents Western civilization. They hate women. They hate dogs. They hate everything I love. So don't feel like this has anything to do with Jews. You protect the Jews because someday you may have to protect the Catholics and the Christians. I'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or any time in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality, freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply, our farms. Food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you'll only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
By the way, I meant to tell you, I said this on my, you know, it's hard to remember. I just had filmed my Real America's Voice TV show that airs tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 Pacific. And so you don't remember what you did on that show, what you're doing on this show, what you're doing on the next show. I mean, can't remember which one you used the certain phrase on or the certain idea on. But I mentioned in my early show that my wife, Cindy, is not especially political. I mean, she's a big Republican conservative, but she doesn't talk politics all day long and doesn't want to. And would prefer that I don't talk it all day long, you know? I mean, it's fine to come off my show and tell her the big news story of the day, but after that, she's like, okay, I'm done. She's not that political, but she said to me today something very, what's the right word, prescient? I don't know. What's the right word to describe something that's a very brilliant kind of undercover and very important undercover and really significant? She said, you know, they better get a handle and stop the Jew hatred now on these college campuses, because in another few days, once this thing gets rolling, they're never going to be able to stop it ever again. And that's absolutely true. It's out of control as we speak, and it's going to get more out of control. These students, their parents are paying $60,000, $80,000 a year. They're not going to school anymore. They just want to sit and protest all day and sleep in tents and probably screw each other. And do drugs. It's like they think they're at Electric Daisy Carnival. They think they're at, what's the one in Palm Springs? I can't remember the name now. Someone just told me they were at it this weekend. What's it called? Coachella, that's it. Coachella was this past weekend in Palm Springs. Because I know, because I was at a memorial service for a wonderful young man who's the son of a friend of, a best friend of mine, a wonderful man, lost his son to a terrible death. And his buddies were at Coachella. And some of them, you know, chose to come to the memorial service, and some of them did a memorial service in Coachella. And so that's how I know Coachella was this past weekend. But at these events like Coachella and Electric Daisy Carnival, everyone sleeps in tents and they screw each other while they're snorting LSD or whatever the hell you do. I don't even know. Do you snort LSD or do you shoot it? I don't even know what you do with LSD. Is it a pill? Is it something you put up your nose? I've never done a drug in my entire life. I've never smoked pot. I have no idea why these people do these things. I have no idea why they put their life at risk. I just don't know. But I've never done LSD, and I don't ever want to do LSD, and I have no idea how you do LSD. Maybe it's a pill you swallow. But whatever it is, they do LSD, and they do coke, and they do fentanyl, and they screw each other in tents like filthy pigs with no morals. And that's what they're all doing on these college campuses. This isn't about caring about Jews. You know what this is about? All the guys participating are like, ooh, if I act really liberal and act like I hate Israel, maybe I can get into an orgy and get lots of sex. And I'll bang those five girls over there. That's all this is about. They don't know anything about Jews or Israel. Are you kidding me? Do you think there's one kid out there who knows anything about the fact that the Israeli army is the only army in the history of the world to drop leaflets before they bomb you and say get out because the bombs are coming in about 15 minutes, so everybody leave now so you won't get killed? There's nobody else that does that, including America, that has ever done that in history. The only reason women and children have died, and I believe that number is very small. You know, they say 30,000, and most of them are women and children. I'll bet you it's almost no women and children. Every woman and children and child that's died in Gaza has died because Hamas are the biggest scumbags in the world. They're Nazi scumbags who use women and children as human shields so that if you drop a bomb, you automatically kill women and children. So either they'll stop you from dropping the bomb because you're afraid you'll kill women and children, and they hide the women and children in their headquarters so you won't drop the bomb, because they're cowards, or after you do drop the bomb and you wipe them out, they're happy that at least the whole world condemns Israel because Israel killed women and children. You didn't kill women and children. You aimed for Hamas's headquarters, and you killed 50 Hamas scumbag murderers, and they were surrounded by women they were raping and children they were raping as human shields. And you probably dropped the bomb while they were in the middle of gang raping a woman. And you killed everybody, and then the world condemns Israel and says, oh, you're so bad. Oh, you're terrible. These kids don't know anything what they're speaking of. The United States dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, killed hundreds of thousands of Japanese women and children, and the ones who lived had their skin peeling off, and they had radiation poisoning for the rest of their lives. They were scarred for the rest of their lives. And the United States did that in war to end a war. Israel does not do that. Israel's the most careful country in the world, and they drop leaflets to warn you the bombs are coming. Can you imagine? And they're mad at Israel. They don't know anything. They just want to get laid. Dumb kids who want to get laid and do drugs. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. With all this happening, you want to own gold and silver. You have to own gold and silver because the economy is in trouble and the country's in trouble. And the American dollar is in trouble and war is coming. Goldgate Capital. Go to GoldgateCapital.com. GoldgateCapital.com and tell them war sent you and get up to $15,000 in free silver.
Raw and unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA News Update. The second day of testimony has concluded in the criminal trial of former President Trump in New York. Prosecutors grilled former tabloid publisher David Pecker about his purported involvement in a catch-and-kill scheme. Pro-Palestinian protests are escalating on college campuses across the nation. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says it's time to stop the protests now.
We should address this while it is just a spark. Let's not wait until it's a blazing flat fire.
Monday, police made arrests at Yale and NYU. Three out of the 49 illegal immigrants who were dropped off by plane on Martha's Vineyard nearly 2 years ago are receiving visas to legally reside and work in the U.S. Their attorney says the trio will be granted U visas designed for crime victims as they were deceived into boarding flights from Texas, organized by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We'll be right back.
Wayne Root. The Root is on fire if I keep my voice alive long enough to finish the show. Now that I start by taping my one-hour Real America's Voice TV show that airs every night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. West Coast time on Real America's Voice TV. And it's an hour where I give a lot of effort, and I'm very animated and big personality, and my voice is very loud, and I get to this show for my 3 hours after that, and my voice is gone, and I'm tired, and I'm gone, but I still give it 110%, and I think you all enjoy this show just as well as always before, so I never let down, but, you know, the voice is having a hard time keeping up with so many hours a day of talking on the air and off the air. War Beef, by the way, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're concerned about being able to feed your family today, tomorrow, or anytime, or if something really tragic and really horrible happens in America, and I think we all know the odds are going up every day that might happen, that's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with a 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium Texas beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off everything they got. 15% off, and everything they got is Texas premium beef. So look, if we're going down for the count, and we're all going to be living in Mad Max, at least I'm going to be eating well. The rest of you will be eating scraps. But I'm going to be eating well. And you can join me with warbeef.com. And we could all eat like rich guys eating premium Texas ribeye and New York strip. No matter how bad things get, I'm going to eat ribeye and New York strip as my survival food. So at War Beef, you get only one ingredient, premium beef for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com. Get 15% off. That's warbeef.com. All right. We've got our guest, Jeff Manning, with us. He is the Josh Manning is with us. He is the deputy managing editor at westernjournal.com. One of my best friends, by the way, is Jeff Manning, Jeff and Natalie Manning. So I always think of Josh Manning, and then I think of Jeff Manning. Jeff's an auctioneer. It's one of those guys who goes, yeah, blah, 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 blah. I'll get one, I get two, I get three, I get four. He's unbelievable. You ever hear him do an auction? It's the most amazing thing you've ever heard in your entire life. He does all the big auctions in Las Vegas. So if you're listening, Jeff Manning, hi to you. And now we've got Josh Manning, who is the deputy managing editor at westernjournal.com with today's most popular stories at Western Journal. Josh Manning, who is not an auctioneer. How are you, man?
Thanks, Wayne. Always good to hear about a long-lost cousin, you know?
He could be. You never know. He could be. But he is so funny when he starts that. Give me one. Give me two. Give me three. It's the most incredible thing I've ever heard. He goes like 1,000 miles an hour. Can I get up for the one? Can I get two? Can I get three? You got three. Three. It's the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard. He's so good at it. So this Manning is Josh Manning, and he's the Western Journal guy. And I got to ask you, Josh, did you ever think that Democrats would turn America into Gaza and they would need the National Guard to protect Jews at college campuses? Did you ever think that was possible?
No, but then I didn't think we would be lopping off young girls' parts of their anatomy and sterilizing people and charging people with hate crimes if they object to it. I mean, America's just gone off the rails. It started with Obama. And the really bad off the rails started with Obama. But this stuff, Wayne, I tell you, though, the college thing is sort of predictable if you think about it, because the radicals in colleges created the generation of the 60s. Then those kids who were in the 60s, the most radical of them became professors, and then they brought up another generation, and the most radical of them became professors, and it's just gotten distilled and distilled and distilled. Of course we have Gaza on Columbia's campus right now. Of course we do, because the most radical of the most radical are in charge of the academy. Those are the people in charge of all of academia, except places like Grove City or Hillsdale or Liberty.
But by the way, when you mention the worst of the worst, Josh, that's Columbia. Columbia is the worst of the worst. It might be tied with Harvard and Berkeley, but I think it probably edges them out. If it was a football game, I think Columbia would win in overtime by 3 points. Columbia is the most radical, communist, Marxist school in the United States of America. I went there, and I know that from the days I went there. It was horrible. Now it's gotten only worse. But when I went there, Josh, Josh, there's a new element now. They hated white people. They hated America. No one ever hated Jews because a lot of the people at Columbia that were communists that hated America were Jews. Nobody hated Jews. I never heard anybody say, let's kill the Jews, ever. So now we've got a whole new element at Columbia that wants to genocide the Jews. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Harvard. Harvard's closed their campus to the public now. They're afraid that the same thing is going to happen there. And this, the president, I don't know how to pronounce her last name, the president of Columbia. But
yeah, I can't either. But she's horrible.
I don't see how she survives this. I mean, we've already gotten some scalps out of this, and I think hers has got to be next. How can you, honestly, to your point, it's America. How can you run a college and not be able to guarantee the safety of your Jewish students? And in fact, not be able to guarantee it to the point that it's better that no one come to class.
Right, it's all online now. It's all online for the rest of the semester.
What they're having to face on Columbia's campus. She should resign now. If she doesn't, the board should boot her out. I mean, even like the Anti-Defamation League, who they're no saints. Every now and then they get a call, right, though. That, I think they rank Columbia as a D, and that was before all of this. It's just nuts. And it gives you an idea, Wayne. It gives you an idea of how what happened in Germany began.
Right.
There are
right.
a lot of people who think what's happening right now is not just okay, but good. And that's how it started there.
Listen, I've been saying for a long time, I'm the first one on record as saying that what's happening under Biden is starting to remind me of 1930s Nazi Germany. And I've never been hit on that because, you know, if you compare things to the Holocaust, of course, everyone gets mad at you and they tell you're a terrible person, you're an awful person, and nothing compares to the Holocaust. Well, I've never compared anything to the Holocaust. I'm a Jew who is comparing what was happening under Biden, which is censorship and banning and silencing and government weaponization and trying to destroy your political opponents. All the things that were happening remind me of 1930s Nazi Germany, which was before the Holocaust, but they were already basically, you know, attacking and torturing Jews, but they weren't sending them to concentration camps yet, and they weren't murdering them in mass yet. They were just persecuting them, and that's what they're doing to conservatives in America. They're persecuting them. What happened with the vaccines and the masks reminded me of Nazi Germany and the Nuremberg Code and all of that, so I kept saying this is 1930s Nazi Germany. I've been saying that since 2020, the masks and the vaccines and the vaccine passports. That reminded me of Nazi Germany and the Gestapo.
Yep.
So I was the first one on record of saying that, and I'm telling you, it's all come to reality now, because now we really are living in a similar situation to Nazi Germany. It really is scary.
You know, one of the big things that has changed is these things used to be questions of politics. Like, I disagreed with you, and I might disagree with you vehemently, and we might hate each other, but it was politics. Now, especially with what's happening in the Middle East, it has become a moral imperative to hate Jews. It has become, you are immoral if you're okay with what Israel's doing. If you're okay with what the Jews are doing in the Middle East, you're immoral. And that was one of the turning points in Germany before the horror started there. It wasn't just anti-Jewish bigotry. It was, oh, you're doing the right thing to hate Jews. And man alive, it feels like we are seeing that in a lot of places. And when you're seeing it at Columbia, when you're seeing it at Harvard, these are the seats of American power. You can say that Silicon Valley or that D.C., that those are the seats of American power. But I don't think that's actually true, because American power passes through the academy. It passes through Columbia. It passes through Princeton. It passes through Stanford, through Harvard. And that's what's happening there, is Jew hatred is now either okay or so out of control that campuses have to close.
And I would say there's a couple of excuses for this, Josh, a couple of excuses. Number one, and that's why I say Democrats and Biden and Obama wanted this. They've turned America into Gaza. It's the open border. I think if you look at America's history, America has always been a country with Jews and Christians. It was a Judeo-Christian country filled with Jews and Christians. And from the very first day, Jews were here. They financed the American Revolution. Two Jews put up all the money, or we would have lost lost the American Revolution. Jews have always been here. Muslims have not. Suddenly, we open the border. We let millions of foreigners in, not all of the Muslims, but foreigners who have no understanding of Jews, know nothing about Jews, or heard terrible things about Jews and don't like them. Foreigners from, you know, Guatemala, El Salvador, Mexico, Haiti, you name the country, Somalia, wherever they're from, they know nothing about Jews or they have a negative opinion of Jews. And we let them in without vetting them, without worrying what country they're from. And then we let in Hamas and Hezbollah and Taliban and ISIS because we didn't vet them either. And they're coming in. And so my point is our country is filled with foreigners who have never in the past been here. There's never been people that hated Jews. People didn't come from Europe to hate Jews, but they're coming from these countries to hate Jews. It's a big difference, the people that we've let in. And you're seeing the result at Columbia and all the other college campuses. That's who's doing this. A few misguided white liberals and even a few misguided Jews who are along with it, but mostly 90%, I'll bet, Muslims and foreigners who have always hated Jews and we should not have ever let them in this country. And that's the problem. We're going to a break. We get back, I'll get Josh's response to what I just said. I want to hear what he thinks of what I just said. Josh Manning is deputy managing editor of WesternJournal.com, and he's here with the biggest news stories in America. But, of course, there is no bigger story than Columbia University and Republican senators calling for the National Guard to protect Jewish students at colleges. Wow. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Goldgate Capital. What
we should all be able to talk now. I can't do it as fast as I did on the old board, but
can Josh hear me?
Yeah.
All good. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, do you agree with what I just said? That this is all foreigners, I think, for the most part.
I don't know how many are foreigners. Like, I don't know one way or the other.
Well, I see a lot of dark-skinned people waving Palestinian flags. So believe me, those aren't Americans. So, I mean, there's plenty of them. Now, are there a lot of misguided white liberals, too? Yes. But I'm just saying, I see lots and lots of foreigners. And I've never heard of a white person screaming, I am Hamas, and kill the Jews, and grabbing an Israeli flag and burning it. Those are the Palestinians doing that. They should have never been let in this country. Never.
Wait, you've never been to South Boston, Wayne?
Why, it's full of Palestinians?
No, you talk about white people never do that. You've never been to South Boston? The Irish are very angry there.
They don't grab Israeli flags and burn them, believe me. No one in America has ever had a hatred for Jews.
I couldn't
ever
burn any flag. That's just wrong. Any flag.
I'm not worried about flags. I'm worried about this growing hatred and violence towards Jews. It's very concerning. This is real, man.
I'm not being funny.
I agree with you that, I mean, the people who are out there, like, burning this stuff, like, they don't look like white liberals. But, man, I think white liberals are totally behind this. They are the ones who delight in bringing in Muslims. They're the ones who delight in calling out Israel because, you know, that's the thing to do. That's what the sophisticated people do, is Israel's going too far. I think they're totally behind all of this. And I think academia built this. These people who are out there, some of them may be foreigners. I think an enormous number of them are college students who these institutions have made. And now they're and now they're doing what they've wanted to do.
And don't discount the other half of what I was going to say, because I mentioned it before you ever came on. I think a lot of the people doing this are white liberals who really don't give two craps, don't know anything about Jews or Israel. They just want to get laid, and they think this is Coachella. Yeah. They're in those tents banging each other and doing LSD. They think it's Coachella. They don't care about Jews or Israel. They just want to look cool so they can get laid.
Dude, imagine I
was Coachella.
Not with any one of those women. I got a feeling there's not a lot of deodorant in those crowds, Wayne.
And who wants to be with a chick who looks like they had Don King in a headlock?
Yeah. Not a lot of razors, not a lot of deodorant. I don't think.
Yeah, but the guys aren't so cool either. You ever see the Columbia nerds? Come on, they're lucky if they get laid with anybody, believe me.
Yeah. But they settle for a wrong number.
Hey, Chris, I got a question. When I was coughing on the air, I thought I was pressing the button. Does it not work anymore? My cough button?
I didn't hear it mute this time. And I thought we were up, so I tried to bring it down as soon as I could when you were coughing.
So you heard?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's Wayne L. LaRuth. The Root's on fire. Score Blue is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You take Score Blue, and I guarantee you, you're on fire. Because even conservatives love to score with Score Blue. If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen to this. It's a new little blue pill, but it's much better than the original Viagra because the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill rather than the $90 they often charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from our sponsor, ScoreBlue.com. The number one rated online ED service in the country. No one else has permission to sell it, only ScoreBlue. And instead of buying your Viagra from a liberal woke company, ScoreBlue is owned by one of my best friends who's a huge conservative MAGA supporter. So you're spending your money with a true blue patriot. By the way, I thought all generic Viagra pills were the same. They are not. There are two kinds, the cheap, weak, and ineffective generic Viagra that you see sold everywhere, and the only authorized generic Viagra in the world, made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory with the same formula. It's the exact same everything, but of course, it's $5 per pill instead of $90. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price ever, and you're buying from a company run by conservatives, go to scoreblue.com, enter promo code WAR for Wayne Allen Root at checkout and get 20% off your first order. Scoreblue.com. Wayne Root helps you score. That's kind of disgusting, isn't it? Wayne Root helps you score. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to say that anymore. Josh Manning is with us, the deputy managing editor at westernjournal.com. Josh Manning, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Wayne. You got me laughing over here.
That's what I try and do, because if you don't laugh, you'll cry at what's going on. So, look, one of my big things I mentioned before we went to break that, you know, I believe open borders has allowed a class of people, a group of people into our country that are very different than have ever been in our country before, many of whom are, if not terrorists themselves, they are from terrorist countries that hate Jews, and that has led to all of this. A lot of those people, not all of them, I know there's plenty of white liberals there too, but a lot of them are very clearly from those countries flying Palestinian flags and screaming, kill the Jews. I think the open borders contributed to us being different than America's ever been before.
Yeah, there's no way to know, right? Because we're not inventorying who comes in illegally. They cross the border. Biden's Border Patrol is kind enough to put them in a van or on a bus and take them to a bus station or fly them out, and then they go, and who knows who is going where. So I don't know how you would even know how bad the infiltration is until. New York's completely shut down, and Florida's open for business. And now people in Florida have to pay more taxes to bail out New York.
Hey, Steve, I have a friend who owns a restaurant in Florida, and he's almost scared to tell anyone. He's like, Wayne, I'm making more money than I've ever made in my life. My restaurant is jammed every night, and we hold 300 people, and there's 400, and nobody's got masks on, and nobody's sick. Everything's fine. I don't have an employee who got sick. This has got to be the biggest scam in history. Is there really COVID? Of course there is, but it's the flu. It goes around every year, and this one's very deadly for old people. I get it, but for middle class and middle-aged and younger people to go out to a restaurant and have fun and sit by the beach, there's no threat. There's nothing wrong. This is ridiculous. You've made people scared over not nothing, but it's something. It's certainly, there are people who've died, but it's definitely not. It's one of the weakest pandemics in history, actually, for the survival rate and the death rate and all that. There's no reason for the behavior of the average Democrat politician in this country to lock down every business and tell them you can't open up. There was no justification for this.
I think it was the single greatest mistake maybe in American history in terms of the cost of the lockdowns were, in my opinion, multiple times the benefits. So there were benefits to lockdowns, but the costs were so much higher. I mean, so much higher, and the schools never should have been closed down. And you're right. If we had been smart, and this is what so many of the Trump advisors had advised, but the left went crazy, is what you do is you isolate and sequester the vulnerable population, people over the age of 65, people who have, heart ailments or respiratory problems. And if we'd done that, we would have probably saved more lives than the blanket. But this is what government does. They massively overreach. And so now you've got all these businesses that are just struggling. By the way, can you think of a worse time than right now when you've got restaurants and small stores around the country that are struggling to stay open? And now Biden and Bernie Sanders want to hit them with a $15 an hour minimum wage.
I don't know how any restaurant will survive $15 minimum wage. I have no idea. I really don't.
Yeah.
It's insanity. But, this is the plan, I think, Stephen. They're not bankrupting the average person on welfare. They're getting the same welfare. They're bankrupting the average small business owner, restaurant owner. Who are those people? They're the ones who give the donations to the Republican Party. It has to be a plan to destroy our donors. Steve Moore, we got to run. Co-author of Trumponomics, Steve Moore, Heritage Foundation. Thank you, Steve.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.